Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, a recent analysis on the drivers of supply and demand for veterinary services shows that the number of graduates from existing veterinary colleges is likely enough to meet demand through 2035. The conclusion comes after a study commissioned by the American Veterinary Medicine Association. The projections in this analysis don't justify, though, a conclusion of overall excess capacity or a capacity shortage by 2035. Meanwhile, the population of veterinarians is likely to grow faster, they say, than pet-owning households if all 13 proposed veterinary schools become accredited. With 33 colleges already recognized by the AVMA, Council on Agriculture, this would represent almost a 40% increase in the next 10 years. Vet visits are declining, though, from a peak achieved in 2021 and 2022. Data shows prices for those veterinary services have been increasing as well. Now, the veterinary industry tracker says that's caused a slowdown in overall volume of vet services. But the big question is, are these graduate students going to be large animal vets in rural America? For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.